Good morning. It's 7:36. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. John Munson in for Joy Cardine today. 7 o'clock, it's our state capitol report, and in this half of the program, we're going to talk about what comes next now that Governor Walker has officially decided not to build a statewide insurance exchange. What's going to happen in Wisconsin? My guest is Ed Miller, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Professor Miller, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, John.
Usually when I'm talking to you, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Well, thanks for getting up at this hour of the day, although if you have an 8 o'clock class, this isn't exactly that early. Let's start off with, what exactly are these healthcare exchanges?
Well, the exchanges are online markets and where people and small businesses can go to purchase health insurance. Through the exchanges also, there will be a subsidy for individuals and families making less than 4 times the poverty line.
And so I don't know how much you got to hear the previous half hour. We talked with Sean Johnson, our state capitol reporter, about the governor's decision, and with Gilman Halstead, who's been covering this story on the health care law here in Wisconsin. The governor says that he's concerned, well, first of all, that these would be what he calls sino, state in name only, and worried about the risk of long-term spending obligations by the state. But no one I've talked to so far seems to understand exactly what he was talking about there. Why do you think the governor decided to decline to set up a statewide insurance exchange?
Well, he's had multiple explanations. The latest argument that you just mentioned really repeats the argument that was made at the Republican governor's conference. Originally, he was a favorite to exchanges, because essentially the exchanges are a conservative way of operating because they involve private companies. These are all private insurance companies. They involve competition and so forth. And so consequently, it's strange. He really probably opposes these exchanges because the Tea Party, which is a very conservative Republican group, opposes the Affordable Care Act, and the exchanges are symbols of the Affordable Care Act. As you mentioned, a number of other business groups, including Manufacturers of Commerce, have all favored the state to set up these exchanges. And, of course, Wisconsin was to be a model exchange. We received $38 million to set up the exchange. So if you worry about money and concern about the state's coffers, then I don't know why you would give back the $38 million. So he returned the $38 million to the federal government for work we had already done.
Well, it isn't just an either or deal, because as I understand it, and maybe you can explain this a little further, there are actually 3 different ways this could happen. The states can run them, the federal government can run them, and then they could be run cooperatively through a state federal partnership. Is that accurate?
Right. Exactly. And those are the three options. Some states have chosen to run them themselves. States choosing not to run them are mostly Republican states, with Republican governors, I should say. And a whole bunch of states, including Republican states, have decided to run them themselves. I mean, it's not just Democratic ones, and some other ones have done the partner. There's some other reasons other than ideology not to run them and let the federal government run them. And the most notable one is if it's a small state and you have a small number of individuals who do not have health insurance who would go into exchange, by going into the federal exchange, you essentially allow a broader base for the insured. So there are some states that it makes sense really to go into a federal exchange rather than to run their own. I don't think this applies to Wisconsin.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. We have some callers who want to join us, and there is a line available if you'd like to get in on this. How did you feel about the governor's decision? Did you want the state to get involved in these or not? Either way, give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org, or you can find the Joy Cardine program on Facebook and leave your comment or question there. Let's start with Carl in Madison this morning. Carl, good morning. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
To live in a state that had a governor and a legislature that was really supportive of making sure everybody has affordable health insurance. But here in Wisconsin, with a Republican governor who's so hostile to the law, I'm actually pleased that he's decided not to run it, because my feeling is he wouldn't back it. He would like to see it fail, and he would do anything he could to make it as watered down as possible. So I'd love the guest's impression on, you know, are there downsides if you live in a state where the governor and the legislature are pretty opposed to it, to letting the federal government go ahead and set this up for us and hopefully create a better program than would be created by people who are opposed to it in the first place?
Well, there probably is not a downside other than the fact that the Wisconsin can't tailor it to the own, you know, to the needs of the state, and that's the reason that healthcare organizations in Wisconsin and you know, business organizations would like Wisconsin to run exchange. Wisconsin does have its own requirements. You know, one of the things the governor talked about was that you know, federal requirements would then be in place for these health insurance, you know, for the health insurance bought in the exchange. And therefore, Wisconsin wouldn't be able to impose, you know, more limited requirements. But in fact, is Wisconsin has a fairly complete set of requirements already in the Wisconsin law, so that doesn't make any sense. But one of the concerns is, I don't think it's going to take place, is that the same Republican governors, as the ones that are for not running the exchange, are also fighting against the federal government providing subsidies to individuals. The law was written in such a way as there's a little loophole in the law. The law says subsidies shall be provided in state exchanges. Well, it didn't mention the federal exchange in that particular point. The federal government is interpreting that to mean more broadly, that includes the federal exchange, that individuals who have less than 400% of the income could get subsidies. Nonetheless, a number of Republican governors are suing the federal government, arguing that subsidies cannot be provided. Now, this doesn't make a lot of sense because, in effect, they're going against their own citizens.
And, Carl, thanks for that call. Let's go to Nate in Appleton next. Nate, good morning.
25 years selling health insurance primarily to dairy farmers, entrepreneurs, and small business people. And folks really need to pay attention to the details on this, because this is an example of pure politics. And the people who are going to get hurt the most by Walker's decision are his base, small business people, entrepreneurs, dairy farmers. The reality is, he's stepping, what your guest was just talking about, the federal government was going to provide subsidies for people who get insurance, you know, in places less than 50 employees. 400% of the federal poverty level is $92,000. There are literally tens of thousands of dairy farmers and small business people who would get very generous support. And this is what's ironic. He says, oh, this is state only. The decisions that the state would be able to influence are whether or not consumers could easily compare the health plans, what the plans are that are sold on the exchange. The states could control the companies that were allowed to be on the exchange, what the plans must cover, the cost of the plans, and whether the plans increase competition. What else is left? The states would have control of all of that. And the groups that are in favor of this is not only Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, it's the National Federation of Independent Business People, and the groups representing the state's health plans, the doctors, and the hospitals. So Walker is taking the side of 20 Tea Party groups representing the most extreme right wing of the spectrum, and he's standing in the way of hundreds of thousands of dairy farmers, small business people, entrepreneurs getting better coverage at a lower cost from private health insurance companies. This is an example of the insanity that has gripped the Republican Party via these Tea Party people.
Right, and it doesn't make a lot of sense in terms of the substance that the state is not going to run the exchanges. The only other explanation is the state doesn't have the ability to do it. although I don't think Wisconsin's got to that point yet. But Wisconsin, you know, the idea that Wisconsin doesn't have the technical ability to set up an exchange.
Nate, thanks for that call. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we have some more callers who want to join in. But there's still room for you if you call right now at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, and the state insurance exchanges. The governor has decided that Wisconsin won't set up its own exchange, and we'll leave that to the federal government. As Nate just pointed out, that may leave a lot of people out in the cold when it comes to subsidies for purchasing health insurance. No explanation offered by that. The governor's chief concern seemed to be that the state wouldn't have enough latitude or flexibility, and that it would cost too much money, but we weren't really told why that was, and so we're still waiting for some further clarification on that from Governor Walker's office. My guest this hour is Ed Miller, professor of political science at UW Stevens Point. We'll continue with him in just a moment. The state forecast for Wisconsin, mostly cloudy skies with some scattered light rain showers in west and central Wisconsin through early afternoon, then isolated rain in the late afternoon in central and eastern Wisconsin. Mild, though, with temperatures in the lower 50s in the northeast to the mid-50s in the west and the south. Across the state at this hour, overcast skies in Eau Claire with 47 and Superior with 37. Clear, though, in Oshkosh with 36, and in Madison it's 44 and clear. John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of WPR. Just about 7:49, you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hey, if you haven't finished planning your Thanksgiving dinner yet, well, stick around. Next hour, we'll talk to a former food critic for the New York Times about preparing, cooking, and presenting your Thanksgiving meal so you can pull off a feast your guests will remember all year long. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. This hour, we've been in the State Capitol Report, and we're talking about the fact that, well, Governor Walker has officially decided not to build a statewide insurance exchange as is called for in the Affordable Care Act. What will happen in Wisconsin? My guest, Ed Miller, professor of political science at the UW Stevens Point. Let's go back to the phones. Pat in Brookfield is waiting to talk to us. Pat, good morning. Thanks a lot. Go ahead.
No problem. And I guess I'm not surprised that Ed's not in favor of this decision. I listen to this program religiously, and I very rarely ever see him really in favor of anything that Scott Walker does. But here's my point. The last gentleman, everybody just needs to take a step back and take a deep breath. I also work for an insurance company that sells health insurance. Bottom line is, whether it's a federal exchange or a state-run exchange, they're going to have to operate under the law with the exact same coverage minimums. Regardless, there's going to be coverage there. Scott Walker didn't say anything about not allowing subsidies. There's going to be federal subsidies there. The only difference is that the state will not have to be on the hook now for costs in the long run that are going to be promised to be covered right now by the federal government. But if they would set up a state exchange and later on that promise would be pulled back, well, now the state would be on the hook for that. In addition, we already cover 90% of our residents, which we made clear. Ed Miller just said states that don't have as many folks that need to be covered, it's not going to make that big of a difference. So I would think 90% of our folks is probably pretty comparable to 50% of Vermont's folks. Furthermore, my last point, when I looked at the map in the Journal Sentinel a couple days ago, there were about 20 to 25 states that are running it on their own, three or four of them which were also Democratic states, a good chunk, probably another 8 to 10 that were federal as well as state, and actually a fairly small number that are only state-run. So I think sometimes we need to step back, not make everything so political in this state, understand that people are still going to be able to have health coverage, and this could save the state money at the end of the day. That's really the only difference. So I think to make it blow it up into something where, like the last caller did, saying he's hurting small business and this, that, no, he's not. It's got nothing to do with it.
Well, actually,
thanks, Pat. Professor?
Yeah, well, actually, to indicate, they have actually filed suit against the federal government. on the subsidies. And so what they're arguing is that Republican governors, that federal subsidies should not go to the federal exchanges. So, I mean, if that suit actually is found in favor of them, which probably will not, then anybody in the federal exchange would not be able to get these subsidies, unless they change the law. And state exchanges would, because, as I say, it was in effect a drafting error. And what they said in the draft was state exchanges for the subsidies. The federal government does run an exchange, by the way, and that is Part D. That's essentially an exchange, you know, if we're buying drug insurance.
Let's see. I've got an email here from Cassidy in Milwaukee who writes, is this the final decision on being involved in the healthcare exchanges? If Governor Walker doesn't change his stance on this, what are the options to the state to have a hand in running the exchange? Would Wisconsin be able to join in a few years if there is a new governor who is supportive of a state-run exchange? So is this a one-and-done kind of deal?
I don't think so. For one, you have an extra month. The Republican governors requested some additional time to make the decision, and so the decision now has been pushed to December. Governor Walker decided that he was going to make the decision anyway and not wait until any more information was available. The Republican governor sent questions to the federal government on the exchanges. I've forgotten how many questions, 32 questions or something like that to the federal government. Many of the Republican governors are waiting for some answers to these questions before they make the decision, since the date has been extended. But we made the decision anyway. But in the future, I think that once the federal government sets up its exchange, if we decide to, in effect, take over that exchange or running the exchange, we probably could. It's not clear, but as I believe, we probably could.
All right. Thanks for that call. Let's go next to Portage and hear from Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. I have to agree with the guys before me. This has gotten the bashing of the Tea Party. That's silly. The government has promised over years and years of our history all these mandates, we're going to do this for the states, we're going to do that. The taxpayer holds the purse every time. They don't fulfill it, and we get caught. We're hung with it. And as far as, you know, like I said, the political part of it is, yes, there's always going to be politics in it, but I find it amazing we're bashing the Tea Party and blaming them and throwing them around. The one group of people that actually believe the government's overreaching, which they are, and they're trying to protect the citizens, but yet we're bashing them. If it's so great, why don't the unions and politicians join it? They don't want a part of it because they know it won't work. They know it. And, you know, and if this professor, you know, he ought to get rid of his fancy university health care, and he ought to get in line with everybody else, but they won't.
Actually, we do. The state does run a similar exchange for us. It's run by the Employees Trust Fund. Private insurance companies compete for that, and in effect, what they do is they tell us what the different costs are, so we can compare them, and the different benefits. And so there's some minimal benefits they must provide, but if you look between plans, there are different benefits as well. And so we can look it up each year when you have the enrollment period and decide which ones we want and how much we want to pay, because we're now paying a substantial amount of it, and you figure out which one is cheaper versus the benefits. And do you want any dental coverage? No dental coverage. But you can tell between them. On regular health plans, you can't. There's no place to do that right now. Unless you go, now if you go to an insurance broker, a private insurance broker, that's essentially what they hopefully do.
Now, these exchanges are supposed to take effect come into play in 2014. So we're just about out of time here. What's going to happen now? What will the federal government do, and how is that going to impact the citizens of the state? What can they expect?
Well, presumably the federal government is going to be setting up these exchanges. They're working on them. And there will be one in Wisconsin, and that insurance companies will then compete in the exchanges. If they meet the qualifications, they will be able to offer insurance policies in the exchanges. It's all exchanges. It's an informational kind of thing. We've had exchanges for a number of years in Utah, Massachusetts. The one in Massachusetts was created by Romney. And so you can look at the various alternatives in the exchanges and pick a policy. The only difference is that you will have subsidies to these policies if you're less than 400% of the poverty line.
So I guess, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see how all of this plays out. Certainly anybody who's ever purchased health insurance knows what a daunting task it can be, even within an exchange, trying to actually make comparisons in the details of coverage, which is often where the devil lies.
I just want to say the one difference is that a lot of people haven't seen. It's sort of there will be two national policies available in the exchange. These policies will be non-profit policies that non-profit and companies, they're insurance companies, they're not public, but they're overseen, I should say, by the Office of Personnel Management in Washington. That was put in the law.
Okay. Well, we'll have to wait and see how this plays out here in Wisconsin. Professor Miller, thank you for joining me this morning.
You're very welcome.
We've been talking on the State Capitol Report with, let's see, we had Sean Johnson and Gilman Halstead, Ed Miller, Professor of Political Science at UW-Stevens Point, Bill Martins and Amanda Magnus produced this hour of programming, on-air production by Cynthia Schuster and Amanda Magnus. Thanks to both of them. Stick around. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk about how you can make your Thanksgiving dinner a spectacular feast that everyone will remember for at least another year. And we can take maybe some of the terror and the stress out of your Thanksgiving. Stick around. That's coming up after the news at 8. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. Thanks for listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.